Okay, so welcome to our podcast for today, the 6th of October, and hi, I'm Phil, and good Lord, today was wacko, man. I was supposed to go, I have an annual physical, and because I was a smoker, well, I probably ought to save this for the show. Well, I will, I'll do it for the show, but because I was a smoker for 43 years, you're supposed to go in for a scan. You know, after you quit, you have to go in for annual scan up until a certain period, and then you don't have to go anymore. But they want to look at your lungs, man. And so I was supposed to go in today, and the place called and said that their radiologist was out sick or some shit. So I have to reschedule for next week. Today, I was going to go in and have more of the tattoo removed. Oh, my God, you're having, you know, I don't even want to know about this. Well, Margaret, that's what I'm, you know. I tried not to make an issue out of it. Well, you blew it now, didn't you? Damn it, didn't you mention it? All right, I won't mention it. You know, look, folks, you know, it doesn't matter, Phil. You've already lost a lot of... You barely have any women listening to your program now. But for you to have that tattoo removed has, I'm sure, disenfranchised and otherwise dislocated, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, what about it?
Yeah, what about it? I'm getting to it, General. By the way, what's your last name? General Receiving? You know?
Yeah, all right, yeah.
If he does that, don't push him.
Stop it, bud. Just having some fun.
Okay, when the working day is done, girls, they wanna have fun. Whoa, the girls just wanna have fun. When the working day is done, girls, they want to have fun. There's Ken Jeong, who I actually was in a pilot with. I was a pilot. It was a movie called Three Strikes. And he played the interpreter for a Korean baseball player. It was a baseball movie. And I played the owner of the team. Frank John Hughes was in it. I can't remember all the guys who were in it, but great guys. And Ken was a great guy. But I thought I'd drop his name and just tell you how bitchin' I am knowing who he is and that I worked with him. So anyway, all right, let's pot this shit up a lot higher than it is. I want it up. I want it way up. I want respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Yeah. I think I know what I'm going to do. So the Seattle Kraken, man, they've raised their flag, if you'll pardon the expression. Where's the pins around here, man? I need a pen. P-E-N. Find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. I had to do a whole show wearing a mask just to see what it sounds like. That would be boring, wouldn't it? Yes. Are you fucking bullshitting me, man? There's not a motherfucking pen in this whole bitch studio. I gotta go all the fucking into the office. Good Jesus. Hold on. So what do you think?
Well, here's what I think. You talk about, you know, I wrote a book.
You know, Harvey, you ought to get that throat fixed or something.
What are you talking about, get the throat fixed?
God, this goddamn fucking piece of shit spectrum. Oh, fuck. I hate your fucking satellite bullshit phone, motherfuckers. God damn it. It's just a pain in the ass, man. Are the Kraken playing? Oh, there they are. The Kraken are playing here. That's a game against, is that Vancouver? It is Vancouver. Seattle and Vancouver in a preseason game. 3-0 Kraken. Bullshit, really? This is an exhibition game, though. This game is at the Vancouver Coliseum, Rogers Arena. All right.
Phil, I'm sitting here in the tub. You know, they said it was.
It's fine, Harvey.
Well, look, Dickman's the guy.
I said it'd be fine for him to be in a tub.
You're not the one to make that call.
I asked Dickman because I've had a very stressful day. Yeah. And pardon me, because you know I've got a phlegm ball in my throat.
Yeah, I know you do, and I wish you'd get it somehow looked at.
Well, you know something? I've had it looked at. And the guy that looked at it said, looks okay to me. So the idea here is that, but we wrote the book, Norman Weaselfin. Norman Weaselfin. W-E-E-S-E-L-F-I-N. Weaselfin.
Oh, okay. Neumann. Norman.
No, Neumann. N-O-Y-M-A-N. I don't know. He comes from some goddamn Finnish. I think it's Finnish.
What do you mean he's finished?
I said it's finished.
He's talking about... Are you a jackass?
He's talking about Finland, the country.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, Dickman, how do you like this one? Yeah, all right, yeah.
God almighty. Oh, fuck.
Let me get some hot water. Oh, yeah.
All right. That's great.
All right, turn it off. Turn it the hell off before I flip my lid. Ah, yeah.
Were you making a joke there?
Making a joke about what?
I heard you go, all right, or something like that.
That's how my voice goes up when I am feeling extreme. Oh, don't make a big deal out of it.
Okay. Harvey Weinman is... Oh, man, I don't fucking know. This is just like... Everything in this motherfucking studio, man. You know, it takes this, that. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. When the working day is done, well. There you go. All right, we're ready to rock this piece of shit. So hang on to your ass. Here we go.